Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy.
Hello there, Kathy Love here. How are you? We've been very busy and creative on our side of the earbuds at NACA Consulting. And I'll tell you what we've been up to. Some of you will know that a couple of years ago, we ran a program across 10 or 11 months, Clinical Leaders Collective. And we had some spectacular new and emerging clinical and team leaders participate in the program. And we got great feedback and we put it on the whiteboard for a full review and a full debrief and a full review. And we really have been wanting to bring it back to the market, but all new and improved and all chocolate coated and ready to go. And I tell you why we really wanted to take our time with it, because we wanted to get a little bit more industry intel, if you like. We really wanted to hear a little bit more about what clinical leaders, team leaders, what their jobs look like, what their expectations feel like, what the variety of their scope of work is across different organizations. So we wanted to hear a little bit more from them themselves in their roles, but we also wanted to understand a little more deeply what allied health business owners want to be able to provide by way of training and career progression for their clinical leaders and team leaders. And so we've done a ton of data and asked a lot of people a lot of questions. Luckily, no one's too alarmed when we ask a lot of people a lot of questions, because we really wanted to bring a world-class program forwards into the market for your clinical and team leaders. The reason being that we've persisted with this and rebuilt the whole package is that it is incredibly difficult to find industry-specific training opportunities for allied health team and clinical leaders. And the trainings that we have reviewed have quite a narrow scope and don't really have that extra extension of building out the business mindset and the commercial understanding of the programs and how important that can be for so many, particularly of those team leaders who have got that line management duty in their position description. So that was really important to us, that we were able to use our industry insights, use our working knowledge, use our collective experiences to be able to construct a program that has got the right amount of personal development, the right amount of team leadership, and the right amount of business acumen for our emerging leaders. This also really lights us up because we kind of see this as a really missing piece. It's very urgently needed to ensure our wonderful clinical and team leaders stay with us in the allied health industry, that they have got nuanced training that understands them and their role, that will really step them up in the way they perform their duties at work. So great for career opportunities, but really important for retaining that incredible clinical talent and passion and wisdom in our sector as well. The other trouble that we came across as such was a bit of a sense of isolation, that there isn't sort of a collective noun. Well, there is now. There isn't really a collective noun for clinical and team leaders to go to. They're sort of curious about how their role kind of stands up to other people doing a job like theirs in other organizations. But at the end of the day, they've kind of, you know, come into a business and they're managing people or they're coaching people. And that means your relationships within the business and the teams that you're leading is different. It's different. And the friendship patterns are really, really different. So we're sort of mindful of that as well, and wanting to bring amazing clinical and team leaders together as a collective to learn together and to work together and to really accelerate their skills and confidence and ability to implement really, really well. And I think part of that isolation, that clinical, that leadership, that isolation piece can kind of sometimes play into some confidence issues as well. Like, is it really good enough? Would my boss actually say if it wasn't good enough? Or it's also blurry here. I'm sure it's good enough, but no one quite knows. So that confidence can be a little bit variable. And some of the clinical and team leaders that we have had the pleasure to meet through our current members kind of talk about strengths and confidences in some areas of their role, but not in other areas, often the more the businessy, management-y, commercial elements as well. So we really kind of thought hard about how we provide a program that rounds that out and evens out the confidence and the capabilities right across their clinical and team leadership roles as well. And I spoke just before, I should have finished my sentence really, I spoke just before about roles. And sometimes these clinical and team leadership roles, sometimes they're a little blurry in some organizations. And I understand the context for that, I got to say, because we are just delighted beyond belief that we are seeing more and more allied health businesses grow up and mature and layer up and bring in these layers of leadership as well. So it is somewhat, for some, somewhat of a new and emerging role within their organizations, which I think makes cherry picking the right training and training up your leaders. And as business owners, you're learning to lead your leaders as well. And it's there's pretty thin choices out there to find those programs that support your clinical and team leaders, particularly if they're in new and emerging roles, even if they're in established roles and, you know, haven't quite found their community and haven't quite found, knowledge about business management that sits within the NDIS, for instance. So we really wanted to be able to share what we know on that front as well. So you're kind of gathering by now, if you're still listening, I'm sure you are, you're kind of gathered by now that we have really done a full program review and rebuild of Clinical Leaders Collective. CLC, as it's affectionately known in our business, is a 90-day program, okay? So we will work together every week for an hour and a half in a really, really structured program that is very practical. We discuss it. There is lots of conversation, but there's practical action. There's activities that you will be doing that you will be able to start and do and finish and apply the next day. And that excites us because we know that the wonderful clinical and team leaders out there do not have an abundance of time to be able to run filters over things and analyze and finish and read. We want to give you a toolkit, if you like, that you can draw from and totally play those cards in your wonderful roles right from the get-go. So I'll tell you a little bit more about the way we've sort of structured it, and I'll tell you a little bit about the outcomes of the program. I'll tell you a little bit about what we'll be sort of pulling and pushing and a little bit more about the curriculum as well. So what we thought when we've looked at a lot of position descriptions, I've written a lot of position descriptions for these sorts of roles, and it becomes very clear that the wonderful humans in these clinical and team leadership roles, they need to be able to manage themselves, they need to be able to lead their team, but they also need to be able to drive business, particularly the team leaders, okay, because they've got that line management, that professional performance line. So they were the three outcomes that we built the program on: to be able to manage self, to be able to lead team, and to be able to drive business, and a greater capacity and confidence to be able to do those three things for self, others, and for the organization as well. So in order for that to happen, we needed to be able to focus intensely and really upskill personal resilience. And this is personal resilience for those clinical and team leaders. And with this personal resilience, we're wanting to kind of create an experience where the leaders are able to shift from a sense of overwhelm to really towards a sense of being overjoyed by the roles and the responsibilities and the supports and the application and ultimately the impact that they have for themselves, their teams, clients, and for the business as well. So personal resilience is kind of where we start with the program. We're going to bring in some training that really fixes the confusion that seems to exist about what this leadership role is, and really getting clear, super, super clear on what their leadership role is and isn't. We are not going to be rewriting things and causing havoc. We're really going to kind of contain and get some clarity on the roles and responsibilities. We get into some of the key performance indicators because they're interesting and really good to discuss. We also, under the banner of personal resilience, we're wanting to prevent burnout. So we're going to be bringing you some of the trainings that we do in our team and with our Allied Health Business Coaching members. We're going to be bringing you some training about a self-care protocol, okay, so what your leaders can be doing to sustain themselves in an ongoing, repeatable kind of way.
Gather around, dear listeners, for a moment of sheer audio delight. You may have heard, but we love to chat with Allied Health business owners. We get inspired hearing about your aspirations, the challenges you face, the roadblocks that get in your way, and business realities. So we invite you to book a free power call with a Naker Consulting business specialist, regardless of where you're at in business. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or overworked or overjoyed. We're here for you, and we'll meet you exactly where you are, judgment-free. It's okay to book a second or even a third call. We're always keen to hear all your news. Book a free power call with us today at naker.com.au/free-power-call. Let's get the convo ball rolling. Now it's time to get back to our regularly scheduled banter.
Running a business isn't just about setting up shop and becoming complacent. It's about showing up for ourselves and our clients with a commitment to continuous improvement. We have to be honest with ourselves about where we're at and where we're going. That means identifying strengths and weaknesses so we can improve. After all, if we're remaining stagnant, how can we scale and build the business and life of our dreams? That's where the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz comes in. We're not talking horoscopes and horoscopia. This questionnaire is the perfect starting point for you to begin identifying your strengths, needs, and blind spots as an Allied Health business owner. The process is simple. Answer the 14 questions and we'll send you a personalized report that includes actionable steps for you to start taking your business to the next level. Ready to take your business into your own hands? Take the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz today.
We're also going to be having a whole session on how to improve your leader's sense of achievement. And this is how we can kind of, you know, push down the overwhelm and really boost up the sense of achievement. And sitting in here is time management, time and task management, and some of the golden rules around that. but a little bit more meaning about why this stuff works, why some things don't work. And once again, some very practical strategies for time and task management as well. So if we think about fixing role confusion and getting really clear on the role, if we think about preventing burnout and boosting self-care protocols, if we think about improving sense of achievement and pushing down overwhelm, I think they really package up quite nicely as a toolkit that builds personal resilience and gets your leaders shifting from overwhelmed to overjoyed. I haven't told you about the extra bonus content, but I might keep that as a surprise for when your beautiful leaders join us. But there's bonus content all over the place. So personal resilience is one of the doors that we walk through, if you like. We're also going to be walking through the door of productive people. And this is about supporting your leaders to bring that spirit of productivity through their teams and to really get them stepping away from being overly cautious to being a lot more confident in the way that they lead their teams and bring that spirit of, we like to call it purposeful productivity, but to really bring those behaviors through to create an amazing crew of productive people. The content that we've got slated for this is really about having some thinking, and we've got a particular framework for this, so I don't want to give too much away, but having a bit of a think about how we fix the challenge of effectively leading different personalities. Okay, I'm sure this is resonating with you, right? So we're going to fix this challenge with a framework for how to manage different personalities. So we're going to be talking about group dynamics. We're going to be talking about tools that you've got or you will develop to be able to shift that up and for you to have that sense that you know how to understand and manage and facilitate more effectively. We're going to be preventing the procrastination that sits around having a difficult conversation. We know avoidance happens here. We are all but human. It happens to all of us. So we're going to be working on a particular framework for those difficult conversations. We don't call them difficult conversations. We call them necessary conversations. So we've got a wonderful, wonderful, actionable framework that will help your clinical and team leaders take a breath, plan the conversation, lead the conversation with a framework, and I'm sure carry right through to mutual collaborative resolution there. So back to productive people, we're also going to be looking at how we improve the outcomes of meetings. I don't think we need too many more meetings on the planet. We just need to do meetings even better. So we've got a really good recipe for how to make meetings work because we're thinking that your clinical and team leaders are running your meetings and we're thinking that they're probably going on and they're variably effective and there's minutes taken or not and there's actions and accountability that is managed or not. So we really want to stock into the toolkit how to run effective meetings as well. So we've got personal resilience, good conversation and content coming through there. We've got productive people in terms of managing personalities, difficult conversations and meetings, which brings us to the last lever that we're going to kind of adjust, if you like, and that is about sustainable results. And this is your clinical and probably a little bit more your team leaders starting to really, really step in, step up and get the gist of what business management 101 is. Because in this leadership role, you have put them in this seat on your business bus for the very role of managing themselves, leading people, driving business results. But man, oh man, it's really hard to find the tools and the trainings and the coaching to really get the right touch for training up this commitment and that the skills and the tactics, that's the word I'm looking for. I'm looking for the word tactics, training them up in the tactics that they will need to be applying to their teams to bring sustainable results through for the teams, through for themselves, through for the business. What we tend to find is that your team leaders in particular are quite fragmented in the way that they approach results and use of numbers and business principles. They're quite fragmented. They get some things and then they don't get other things, and then they use some things but not other things. But we're really wanting to shift them from being quite fragmented with the way they think about business towards being very, very focused. Focused to the right amount. Like, we know they're not the business owners, but man, oh man, they are key players in your leadership team. We're going to fix this challenge of underdeveloped business knowledge, okay? It's that classic thing, isn't it? You don't know what you don't know, but you kind of know that you don't know what you don't know. So all very meta. So we're going to fix this lack of business knowledge by bringing through just right information and coaching around business fundamentals, you know, business management 101. We're going to cut to the chase with this next topic of preventing persistent over-servicing of your business's clients, okay? I'm just going to take a breath and let that settle. This is, you know, we talk about this a lot. So we really want to prevent this continuing over-servicing of clients. So we have got a module there ready to go about ethical money mindset. Okay, we are as ethical and as straight down the line as you will get it. And hundreds of allied health business owners have done our masterclasses. Hundreds have worked with us. Hundreds, thousands follow the work that we do. So we are ethical down the line, but we need some really good candid conversation about what an ethical money mindset looks like in the allied health environment, in the funding contexts. I don't know if that's the plural of what we work in at the moment. Then finally, we're looking to improve your clinical and team leaders' appetite for change. Okay, they are such key change agents in your organization. So we're really wanting to improve their change readiness and skill them up for how to lead themselves and their teams through the change process. So that is kind of it, guys. Oh, and I'm not going to tell you about the extra bonus content, but we're going to have a little bit of bonus content around some personal analysis of strengths and weaknesses. We're going to have some bonus content maybe about the GROW model of coaching, and probably a little bit of extra bonus content about a communication model that supports project management as well. So let's just get a bit of a summary here. We are committed to helping allied health business owners provide niche, highly informed, industry-specific training for clinical and team leaders, because we know it's almost impossible to get a whole-rounded approach out there. We want to help you keep your wonderful leaders, and we want to help you help them stay in the industry, because we totally, totally need that as well. We get that leadership can be isolating. We can get that you can second guess. We guess, you know, they second guess themselves. We get that there's doubt and imposter syndrome and things. And we get that their role, particularly in an emerging, if it's an emerging role in an organization, can be a little fuzzy around the edges. So the outcomes of Clinical Leader Collective is they'll have greater ability to manage themselves, greater ability to lead their teams, greater ability to drive business. We achieve those outcomes by bringing them great content, coaching and community around personal resilience, role clarity, self-care protocols, time and task management. We bring that outcome of managing themselves and their teams by really good content around productive people, managing personalities, stepping in with structure for those necessary conversations, managing meetings really, really effectively. And then finally, we're skilling them up for how they can bring sustainable results through their teams for you, the business owner. We're going to fix that lack of business acumen with business fundamentals. We're going to help to prevent overservicing clients through that developing an ethical money mindset, all totally transferable to their teams. And we're going to improve their ability to lead through change, to support you as well. So what's in the box? Political Leaders Collective. I'm going to be one of the facilitators on the CLC program, and there will be one or two other industry specialists as well. So here at Naked Consulting, we've got a couple of amazing coaches that will bring in a perspective of well-being, of NDIS, of business acumen as well. So it's really important that we bring in the best people we know to deliver this incredibly important content to your clinical and team leaders. It is a 90-day program. We will be meeting and coaching and co-working for 90 minutes every week. So that's 12 weeks. And it is going to be cozy and bespoke. And we've got a little bit of flex in the program to be able to, you know, very elegantly kind of incorporate a little bit of extra as and when it's required with the wonderful people who register and come in. So somewhere near this podcast is going to be a web page where you'll get a whole lot more information. You'll hear about what others have thought about the program. You'll get all of the details on the pricing and the registration. So I'm thinking that your allied health business owners listening to this podcast, we know a lot of clinicians listen to this podcast. So you guys have to start the conversation. Business owners, you have to take this idea to your clinical and team leaders. Is this something that you really want to invest in for 3 months to promote your skills and capabilities and confidence? Clinicians, if you're listening to this, you may want to do this to ready yourself for a clinical or team leader position. That could be an option. Or clinicians, you may be a clinical or a team leader and really want to be working with myself and other specialist coaches. But you might also really be wanting to find your community of like-minded clinical and team leaders and co-work and come and discuss with them as well. So, awesome program, amazing outcomes, so good for you, our clinical and team leaders, so good for the industry, so good for business. We kind of can't wait to get started. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.